I'm joined by Chris McGreal, who was State TV building when the announcement was made. What was the reaction like?
Well, after the first 24 hours of euphoria when people here thought that that Mubarak was about to resign and then they were let down, he didn't actually, stayed in office, and military announcement that seemed to support him, they were completely stunned when this very brief announcement came from the Vice President Omar Sud, simply said, Mubarak's gone. And there was a board, and a ripple went through the crowd, and then they went absolutely wild. Some fell to their knees and started praying. There were people that were weeping instantly. They were hugging each other. There were people chanting in unison, Mubarak gone, words to that effect. There was joy, euphoria, call it what you like. I think that people couldn't quite grasp that this revolution that they've been leading for 18 days had finally delivered after the past ups and downs, particularly of the last 24 hours.
I guess there's been so much speculation that despite the announcement there was a presidency statement, people just didn't want to get their hope again.
Well, indeed, and of course, we'd already had one military statement today, earlier in the day, when the military said, we backed Mubarak's plan for transition, we will guarantee the right people. But the statement was so ambivalent and so open to interpretation, nobody really knew what was going on. The clue, perhaps, to the fact that it was not well from the military's perspective is that the series of meetings, hours meetings, which clearly showed that from its perspective the crisis wasn't over, but that most of the people outside the television building and in Cairo in Egypt who were demonstrating against Mubarak didn't really expect this kind of announcement, this abrupt. They might have expected that the army was in some way taking a bigger role or was going to take certain measures, but there were very few people just a few minutes ago really that expected that Mubarak would be completely gone.
When do you think this party's going to stop then?
Well, as you can probably hear, all over Cairo, there's people driving around, blowing their hands, people celebrating, word spread. The cell phone network has ground halt because of the number of people calling each other and text messaging. I'd imagine it's going to be a very long party. It's just the beginning of the weekend. It's a Friday, first day of the weekend here. Of course, there will be a sobering up. Not many people here are thinking about what military rule. Well, they're great actions, and of course once the army is in the saddle, to speak, people will be looking toward it to actually deliver. They'll be wanting to see, for instance, the dissolving of parliament, the lifting of the state of emergency, all the kind of things they've been demanding, as well as Mubarak's resignation. And I think they're feeling newly empowered. I think that people have realized that they can hold government to account, or at least bring it down, and if me is seen not to be delivering, they may well be back out on the streets. But for now, it's pure celebration.